let's be honest. It's okay to love your proposal, but wish something was different about it. If you had to think back to your proposal, whether you're the one who proposed or you got asked, what would you change? 314-531-9898. There was just like a bunch of statistics that came about proposals, and I thought it was super interesting that 60% of people said there was something they would change about the proposal.
Is it the person proposing?
The person proposing? It could be that because they're not together anymore, so it could have been the person proposing. Location was a big one, what they were wearing. Another common answer was hiring a photographer or videographer.
Oh,
things like that. Okay. So is there something that you could think of and you're like, I just wish it was different. I like love it, appreciate it. But if I had it my way, because the women, especially, you have like no say.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. Which so is like, very hard.
Yeah. How would you draw it up? Where would you have proposed? 314-531-9898. Alex, you just did this. Is there anything you would change?
I did just do this, and I got to say, I nailed it. 100% of it went exactly the way. I say it honestly, like, went exactly as I dreamed it up.
That's really awesome.
I don't know how, like, I was able to get Annie to get her nails done.
Through it.
Oh man! Well, we convinced Annie that we were going to some sort of jazz concert, so we got her dressed up, which isn't crazy for the friends that we were going out with that night.
That's hard because usually sometimes it's you don't want to give anything away to the woman.
Yep. So you got to get them in the right outfit, and then they picked us up, took us to the World's Fair Pavilion, and I said I need to get out and get some fresh air because it was hot in the van we were in. So we got out. It worked out well. I had photographers all lined up at the World's Fair Pavilion, videographers, all that. Joanna Sorenko, she was on The Voice here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. She lives here, and she played a Taylor Swift song when we walked up through the World's Fair Pavilion, and then I had a little picnic set up, alpaca picnic. They do, like, awesome picnics around town. And then I just asked the question. I just
Did you get down on one knee?
I got down on one knee, and actually there was like a hidden camera in the flowers too, so you can hear our conversation a little bit.
Dang.
So, yeah, I mean, I got to say I nailed it. I do. The video's available if you guys haven't seen it too.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I was surprised by this. Only like 39% of guys got on one knee.
Really?
What?
Yeah, when it comes to proposals, 36% of guys got on one knee.
I'm not saying yes if he's not on his knee. I do think it's less common. That's crazy.
I said, like, hey, should I do that? Like,
do the
I think
thing?
I did say, should I get down? Like, should I get down and do this
now? So you
now?
Questioned it, because it's not as common as people think.
Well, because when you get in the moment, you're kind of like, is this awkward if I get down on a knee? And then you do, and you're like, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
It's funny to me. I watch Love is Blind on Netflix, and they're proposing without seeing each other, and even those guys will get down on a knee.
Really?
Yes, wow. And I'm like, that's so cute.
Kevin, yours was more casual.
Mine was kind of a process. I'm thinking back to the actual proposal. You know, Sarah and I were discussing marriage before, like, an actual proposal. Then we decided, hey, let's go ring shopping. I did the actual proposal at the airport because we were flying in between Kansas City and St. Louis.
You guys were long distance
and
at
it
the
was
time.
It was great. The problem was I worked on this morning show, and I didn't tell the morning show that we had already proposed when they brought Sarah in to do this game. So after this game we played, I was supposed to propose to her on the air, and I was ill prepared. And it came off terribly, so bad that listeners called in and made fun of my proposal.
Oh my God.
No. They were like, well, that was lame. That was lackluster. We expect better out of you, Kev.
But you had already proposed in your own mind. So, like, you're double. Would you have done anything differently now that, like, you've been roasted for it and it was like, it never had like the big Alex moment?
I would have had a song ready. I would have had something more than what happened.
So there are things
should
you
we
change.
Redo it? Should what? We redo it, Kev? I mean, I can like play up a little.
No,
we can learn our favorite song. Repropose after all these years.
I would
years.
Love to redo that, but my worry is Sarah will say no.
Okay, is there something about your proposal that happened that you wish you could change? It's okay to say, hey, I loved it, but this is the one thing I would change. 314-531-9898. We want to hear how you would change your proposal on Y98 St. Louis. 60% of people, when they polled them, said there's something about the proposal, thinking back and looking back, that they would change. If you could change something about that day, that proposal, what would it be? 314-531-9898. For my proposal, I go back and forth if I would change anything because it was so important to our story. But looking back, like, Alex had talked about how he had had a photographer and a videographer. I didn't have any of those things. My brother was like, I'm going to sneak a picture of this so you have it for the rest of your life. And he took this like blurry shot because I wanted him to leave and I just wanted it to be us. And I don't know if I regret not having those moments because it really was hard to capture. But my wife and I were high school sweethearts. And so I called the high school that we went to, grew up together. I called them every single day. And I am relentless when I get into a mode like that. Oh. I literally will just call every single day. It is expecting my phone call every day. Like, you again, huh? And they're like, I want to get into the school during Christmas break so there'll be no students. And then I want to decorate the hallway where we used to like kind of like shoot glances at each other and kind of flirt and things like that and talk. And I put like all of these pictures up on all the lockers of us walking down memory lane. I did like Christmas lights and rose petals. And it sounds really cool. It sounds awesome. But when you do this, and I was like 26 at the time, and it was just me. It didn't look professional. Like I just like printed out some pictures and taped them to lockers and then threw some rose petals in the ground and then the lights, I think I just were hanging or whatever.
Yeah, but it's so endearing.
You think it's going to look like the movies in your head? Right. And then I look back and think about it. I was like, it probably looked kind of janky.
Yeah, it's a little bootleg.
Yeah, it looked a little bootleg. And I think that's so perfect for my wife and I and totally us. And she kind of expects that from me. But there's a part of me that kind of wishes like it would have looked like the movies, sure. Right? Like, right. Or had that movies moment. And so I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have did what I did or how I did it. It's just interesting to look back at your proposal.
Yeah.
Hannah, there was a question or there was a text message.
Yes. It says, in all fairness, I ruined his dream proposal because the night before at a bonfire, our friends and I all got tired and fell asleep. As he was getting out the words, will you? I cut him off and I said, huh? Yes. I was half awake.
Oh, wow.
You're just like exhausted and
yeah,
so tired.
Sucks.
It is disappointing because the effort goes into it, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, you know, mustering up, it is the hardest question. It's definitely the most nervous.
Yes.
I personally have ever been in my life.
It's so interesting because if you're proposing, most likely you know the answer. Every now and then you get a no and those go viral or whatever. Most likely you've probably talked about it and it's been interesting conversations you've had. And so there's some kind of like, we know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah.
But you're still nervous for whatever reason.
For sure.
Janet, what would you change about the proposal? Janet?
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Nope.
I guess my phone cut out. So my proposal was amazing. My husband now took us to Hawaii. We were on the beach. My son and my daughter-in-law were there. And he woke up super early in the morning that day, I guess, to shower and get ready. He put on cologne. And then at sunrise, he decided to drag me out of bed wearing like one of his t-shirts, which was probably two sizes too big for me at least, and a pair of shorts and go down to the beach. And then proceeds to propose on the beach. And I'm like, I was not even wearing a bra. Like, that was my first thing and my first response to everybody. I'm like, I didn't even have a bra on. How could you do that?
He dug it. Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's awesome. Honestly, that's so funny. You'd want to be all dressed up.
Oh.
But it's hard because you're like, how do you tell someone?
Without being obvious.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you need to, you need to do something with that.
Go casually hang out on the beach, but put a bra on.
Right.
Hey, how about you get dressed? People might see you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could have came out of his mouth.
Thank you so much for the call. Jenny, what would you change about the proposal?
Okay, so my proposal was over Christmas. Like, it was supposed to be on Christmas Eve, I think.
Okay, Jenny, didn't you say everything? You would change everything about the proposal?
I would change everything.
Oh, my.
There we go.
What happened was he didn't want to ask my dad. He was trying to be super, like, feminist and, you know, like, I can make my own decisions and blah, blah, blah. And so he just says to me, like, 2 days before Christmas Eve, my parents are divorced, by the way. So, I mean, I had to do Christmas Eve with my mom and Christmas Day with my dad and stuff like that. And so he's like, well, you need to tell your dad that you're going to come to my family's.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do that. he's going to get mad. And he's like, Jenny, you really need to do this. You really need to do this. So I finally call my dad and I'm like, I think he might be proposing or something. And my dad was like really mean, and
your dad's like, he didn't ask me.
Yeah,
you think that about everybody, and blah blah blah, and it was a horrible fight.
So, are you guys still married?
We are 29 years going to be 30.
Oh, congratulations! Yeah.
Did your dad still hate him?
Okay, really.
Good enough answer.
That's about all we need to know.
Yeah, that's about all we need to know. Wow. At least you guys are still together, yes. But man, everything went wrong when they came to that proposal.